Something impossible is happening here. A young man offering a bowl of wine to an eagle. A wild eagle would never be this trusting with a human. Even so, Bertel Thorvaldsen has sculpted this imaginary meeting in perfect, realistic detail. The eagle's feathers are still slightly ruffled, as if it's just landed. Look at the eagle's back. The tips of its wings are crossed. Imagine these powerful wings spreading to their full 6-foot span. Eagles use these claws, or talons, when they swoop down and seize their prey. Does the boy look frightened? How does he feel about this eagle? He has a cape over one arm and a soft hat that curls forward. It's called a Phrygian cap. Why did Thorvaldsen leave this figure nude? Thorvaldsen was deeply interested in classical art, that is, the art of ancient Greece and Rome. He based this statue on a Roman carving of a boy and eagle. Nude figures appear often in classical art. Greek and Roman artists considered the body beautiful and perfect. They depicted the gods themselves with idealized human bodies. Thorvaldsen and other artists of his time were inspired by the discovery of two Roman cities, Pompeii and Herculaneum. In 49 AD, a volcano called Mount Vesuvius buried both cities under tons of ash and lava. Hundreds of years later, they were uncovered. Everything was just as it had been when the disaster struck. Artworks from Pompeii and Herculaneum inspired artists like Thorvaldsen to take a new look at classical art. Sculptures like this one are called neoclassical. Neo means new.